What's up, guys? Welcome back. It is episode 2 of the It Show, and we're supposed to have a special guest tonight. Well, not special. You'll probably hate me for that, but we're supposed to have a friend come in and talk with me tonight, but that's cool. It's cool that they didn't come in, so we're just gonna talk about what's been going on since the last time, and maybe answer some questions. I tweeted out for some people to ask me some questions, and some people actually tweeted at me some questions. And so, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and answer those a little bit later on. But, yeah, not a whole lot going on with me. Just been doing the work thing. I actually recorded a live podcast or a live cast the other last week. And wasn't very happy with the way it went because I was live streaming it. That's why I call it a live cast. And I was kind of like, I felt bad because I knew there was a couple people out there watching and it wasn't like incorporating them. And I know that sounds might sound odd to some people because it's like, well, that's a live audience. That's kind of what happens when you can't talk to them personally, you know, like they can't, you know, talk. But like my thing is when I live stream, you know, usually I'm playing video games or something and they they were, you know, you usually talk to them. I don't know why I left. But yeah, they usually will say something in chat and I'll correspond with them and stuff. So there was a couple people that were saying some things. And even though I had put up in the title of the thing that it was a live podcast recording and I probably wouldn't interact with chat much except for when I took like a little break here and there. But I mean, overall, it was an okay cast, but it was like, oh my gosh, it just felt bad. And I knew I was going to have to do a lot of like cutting, you know. And the whole point of me wanting to do a podcast was to take away from having to edit a whole lot. You know, like I said, if you know me from the last, or if you know from the last podcast, if not, you know, I do live streaming with gaming, and I have a YouTube channel, and, you know, I do them both, and I do editing for, of course, YouTube, and it's light editing. When I first started the YouTube channel way back, going 5 years, I think, I did the whole trying to make the game that I was playing more interesting with funny edits and stuff like that, and eventually I just kind of found my way into how I want to do it, which is this basically playing the game, reacting to how the game makes me react, and basically not overreacting. You know, there's a lot of overactors out there when it comes to video gaming, and you know, doing videos for it on YouTube and so forth, and kudos to them. You know, it captivates their audience that way, but that's just not me. I have tried to I've made efforts to kind of be a little bit more overreacting to some things, but not like if I play, like I play a lot of horror games, you know, jump scares and stuff like that for my YouTube channel. And, you know, if it makes me jump or get, you know, scared or something, then it's actual me jumping and getting scared because of it. It's not like an overreaction. Like I said, I think a lot of these YouTubers that you do see them like falling out of their chairs or throwing headsets and screaming at the top of their lungs have played the game before, so they know, you know, especially if it's like a short game, they've, you know, probably played it a couple times to kind of get used to where they need to overreact. And me, I just fire it up and I react to the game as it does. You know, sometimes it gets me, sometimes it doesn't. Thank you very much, Windows, for, you know, jumping in there at the right time. I mean, fuck you. I hate Windows 10. I think, you know, a lot of people are like, oh, you can get Windows 10 now. They've worked out so much of the bugs, but I've had so many issues with Windows 10 now, and I upgraded when I upgraded my whole system, which was, you know, just basically like 3 months ago. Not even, I don't think, quite that long ago. And yeah, I have not been getting along with Windows 10 at all. You know, every update screws up my recording software. My microphone goes from being at the optimum level where I set it to, you know, penetrating eardrums of my viewers on, like, you know, like when I did do a couple live streams here and there. I don't try to live stream a whole lot now. I tried to focus more on the channel. But anyway, like I said, I was supposed to have a guest here and it was going to be kind of cool. We were just going to kind of shoot the shit, you know what I'm saying? And, just, you know, have a good time, but that didn't happen. What happened last week, last Thursday was fun. I actually did the live stream, live podcast, which I'll probably dive a little bit into if I can remember exactly what I talked about last time. All the good points that were good about that cast. But it was the night before I had some dental stuff taken care of. I went to, I have a front tooth. Yeah, that's my speech impediment. If you don't know, I have a speech impediment. So I might say some words a little odd. I don't know. But yeah, I went and had some dental work done. Front tooth of mine, because of crowding, because I had a, well, I don't have them anymore, because a little over a month before, I had my wisdom teeth taken out on the top. They were growing in, and they were growing in, to me, seemingly okay. And I was actually told by a dentist a long time ago that they seemed like they were coming in fairly straight. And I wasn't having to worry about my bottom teeth, my bottom wisdoms, because I had one tooth, unfortunately, removed towards the back. Just couldn't afford it at the time, no insurance, and it was just easier to have it pulled, and wasn't going to make a huge deal. So those coming in on the bottom, you know, there wasn't going to be a crowding issue. You know, my teeth were going to kind of arrange how they kind of needed to. So, like, I don't have crooked teeth on the bottom. It's actually very nice. But there was crowding in the last, you know, I hate to say it, but a couple years that I let it go. And, you know, my teeth aren't completely jacked, but, you know, my two front teeth kind of rubbed together, and one of them went forward a little bit, and then one day, just a piece just popped off. And I was in the process of changing jobs, and, of course, insurances and stuff. So I was like, I need to get this taken care of. And then next thing I know, I'm out of that job, into the new job, no insurance. I'm like, well, I'm making better money at this job, so I'll save up, you know, two or three paychecks, and I can go get it, you know, basically would have drill it and I'll fill it in, and we'll be good to go. You know, I'll pay out of pocket. It won't be super bad. It's going to be expensive, but it's not going to be what I had to pay last Thursday. And it just went too far, and caught a slight infection from it. And went, had the wisdom teeth taken out the day that I actually went to this new dentist. They did all the whole shebang, and then they said, we can pull your wisdom teeth. And so they pulled those, and then, you know, we set up a cleaning, and then a bunch of issues happened with family, and I had to go see my family because my cousin had passed away unexpectedly, completely unexpectedly. And then came back and finally just said, hey, you know, this is starting to really bother me. I know we want to do the deep cleaning and all that kind of stuff to be sure that, you know, we don't get infections and stuff from doing this. But I really need to get this taken care of. So went in there last Thursday, and not going to say anything bad about the experience, but I did feel quite a bit of pain during it, and very uncomfortable. It was, you know, the dentist isn't really that bad, but sometimes it can be. And unfortunately, this time it wasn't even really that bad. On a scale from 1 to 10, 10 being the highest and bad, it was only about a 5. But it was, you know, a lot of drilling. There was a spot where they had to put a clamp on the tooth so that they can kind of, like, put the fabric in there or whatever you want to call it so that they can just isolate that tooth itself. And that kept going over, and while they were trying to do that, the dentist actually went off to help another patient, supposedly real quick, then end up being quick. So by the time he came back, the numbing stuff that they used was wearing off a little bit, and of course started drilling. And it was, yeah, if I had secrets, I probably would have told him. Like, you know, I've always said you can shoot or stab me type deal, that's fine, but any type of oral pain is just ugh, for me anyway. And it was bad, so I clenched up. Well, I didn't clench up my mouth. I did a little bit, but I had a bite guard. I told him, give me a bite guard, because I was holding my mouth open fine. But after a while, it was like I couldn't tell how good of a job I was holding my mouth open. So I was like, give me a bite guard so that I know that, you know, I'm not closing it just a little too much and stuff like that. So did that, and just kind of winced a little bit. You know, they're wearing their glasses, but they saw me, you know, kind of, you know, my eye, you know that when you're in pain, you're like, ugh. And he asked, and he's like, what's, are you okay? I'm like, a little ball of pain, you know. And so he gave me finally after that, he gave me a little bit more of the numbing stuff, and that was good. And then they just went to town, and there was smoke and flames, and not really, but there was smoke, and you could feel chunks moving around and frying off and stuff. So I had a root canal and a cap type deal done, and I'm waiting on a crown. So that was fun. That was fun. I was super happy to have spent my Thursday afternoon. Unfortunately, what the other thing that made it bad was it was a late appointment. I wanted a early appointment. That way, when I got done with the appointment, I could come home and still have kind of my day, because I only get one day off in a row, because my job now has me basically set up on a Sunday off, Thursday off, which is fine because it splits up the days. You know, work 3 days, take a day off, work 2 days, get a day off, you know, so that's cool. I'm kind of used to having my days off split, you know. I mean, if I could, if it was possible to have, you know, Saturday, Sunday off, that would be cool, like my previous job. But it's fine, because my job is pretty cool, minus having to deal with those damn drivers, which we talked about last week. Or not last week, that was a week before last, or, God, that was probably about almost, what, 3 weeks ago was my first thing? I don't know. Since then, we've actually changed who is hosting these casts. I've moved to Anchor, and was using Spreaker, but they gave you only so much free time before you start paying. And Anchor is completely free, and it automatically sends the podcast out to the places that you basically want to put your podcast on. The only one that it hasn't put it on for this is iHeartRadio, because, well, unfortunately, I guess, because my cast is already on there from Spreaker, it's not doing it. So I'm going to have to figure out what I can do there to get it taken off of that so that it can get re-added, I guess, is what you'd call it. But yeah, just made that change. Still learning how to do this. Still learning. So yeah, that's about it. I mean, just been working, you know, work. But like I said, the job's not bad at all. Yesterday was interesting. Talking about honking. Honking hasn't changed. You still go every day hearing about 40,000 people honking for not really good reasons at all. You know, somebody who is sleeping at the light for just a split second, if they don't take off as soon as it turns green, somebody's honking is what I'm getting at, in case you didn't listen to the last one. If you didn't, you can go back and listen to it if you want. But yeah, yesterday was great. I was one of the almost two accidents. Not even my fault. I was coming down one road, and it had two left-hand turning lanes. I went to the farthest because I would be turning left again way down the road, and just didn't want to have to, you know, work to have to get back over in front of people or whatever. And as I was approaching, the light went green. There was about four cars in the right left turn lane, if that makes any sense. There's two lanes, so they're in the first one, and there's the second one. I went for the second one. And I was doing a good 20 miles an hour because, you know, the light had went green. I was in the process of slowing down from 40 miles an hour. And the light went green, so I started to get a little bit more speed because it wasn't a super sharp turn. It was one of those you could actually take at a decent pace. And the car in the first turn lane decided that they wanted to try to do a U-turn. And did it at the most inopportune time because, well, I guess it was opportune because I didn't hit him, but it was like part of my truck was at their rear quarter panel at that point, and they abruptly, I mean, literally almost started to whip over. And I just thought, I gave up at first because I was like, well, I'm going to hit him. I had no time to react. There was no time for a horn or anything. The car behind them honked. Now, I don't know if they honked because there was about a 2 second delay between when the light went green and they actually just made their maneuver. But so what I'm getting at is I don't know if they honked at them to get moving or me, but their car lurched over. Basically, if they had kept going, it would have hit them right in the driver's door and probably would have. Sorry, I didn't mean for that little hiccup there. My computer went to sleep while recording. That kind of scared me. I would have hit them. And in that process, I was also trying to swerve, but not like abruptly swerve, because I know you don't overreact in that situation. You try to do just enough. And had they kept coming over, it would have been like any amount of swerving would have missed them, because I would have just hit my truck probably would have hit them and glanced type deal, and the only thing I could think of is my truck would have rolled over and then I would have burned alive or something. Worst case scenario. But they managed to stop, and I just kept going like, what the freak, dude? And I don't know if they went around, but like if they made the turn or not after that. There was a vehicle behind me, but I think they saw it happen and they just slammed on their brakes. Me, like I said, there was no time to react except for trying to maneuver the truck a little bit. Hitting the brakes wasn't going to help, you know, would have hit them somehow. And yeah, I got out of that. And then let's see, later on, making another delivery, there was cars, two lanes on each, so four lanes, two going one way. This car decides that she's going to come flying in between me, the cars in front of me, and me, and go into this little shop parking lot to make a U-turn and come back out. So essentially cutting me off and kind of the person that was beside me, because we had to slow down a little bit faster because they were cutting in. And they went in. I'll say she went into the parking lot, and I saw her come back around, and I was like, oh. And then I thought to this myself, this bitch is trying to do a U-turn. So she just cut off traffic so that she could come back out. And sure enough, the truck in front of me is stopped. He has a small trailer on the back. And then it's me. And then her car is lined up with the trailer. So I'm automatically going, I'm not letting this bitch out. I'm sorry. I'm not going to let you out. What you just did, it's like, you know, I understand there are some issues. Some people are in emergencies or having to do stuff, but you're obviously not in a big emergency if you're, you know, cutting into, you know, if you're, I don't know. I don't know what exactly I'm trying to say, but the way you're going about that, it's not an emergency. You just missed your turn and you freak out. Like, what I don't understand about where I'm at, before I get to the rest of the story, is there is always another opportunity to get to where you're going. You miss, like, where I work and the roads around there. Like, this isn't like some barren road where if you miss your turn, you got to drive 60 miles out of the way until you find another road, or you have to cut people off and do a U-turn. It's not like that. You can just go down to the next street and then get on that one and cut back depending on where you're going. It's not very hard. So, yeah, this is going from my head to, you know, sitting there. I'm like, I'm not letting her out. I'm not letting her out. I was like, as soon as this truck goes and starts moving, I'm just going to hang right. You know, I'm not going to ride his, you know, I'm not going to say his bumper because he had a trailer. I'm not going to ride his trailer, but I'm not going to have more than, you know, not even 5 feet, like 3 feet between me, my vehicle and his. Basically letting them know, I'm not going to let you out. You can get it behind me. Maybe somebody behind me will let you out, because what you just did pissed me off. And, you know, I didn't need to be that way. I could have just been like, hey, screw it, go. But so the truck goes, I go. She actually tries to come out. Like, she steps on it and she has to hit her brakes. I actually heard her car on the gravel, like, make that noise, and then she starts honking, and her vehicle is out in our lane. I actually had to move over just a little bit. You probably couldn't even get, you know, a leg between the side of the truck and her vehicle, and she honks, and I just looked at her and shook my head. Then the person behind me, you know, lets her out. She's behind me, flailing about, and I just looked at her, and I smiled through my side mirror, because most of the time, you can see the person. If they have their mirror aimed properly, you can basically see the person in front of you through that mirror in some cases. And I smiled, and she flicked me off and blah, blah, blah. So I make my turn because I'm turning right, which was just up, like, you know, a few feet. Make the turn. She turns behind me. I'm like, oh, okay. Well, she's going to probably pass me in this center divider turning lane where each side can turn. But she actually ended up turning into a gas station. Like, you're that big, like, do you need your lottery ticket that bad? Or, and I don't even think it was a lot. Well, I mean, yeah, today, no. But it's just like the things people do. Like, what is the big emergency that you have to get to that gas station? You're almost out of gas? I don't, I don't know, man. But yeah, so that was my day yesterday. It started out good. Today was pretty good. But anyway, I mean, gosh, Did I really talk about that for that long? I'm sorry, y'all. All right, so anyway, as I said, gonna go ahead and I posted on Twitter. You can actually follow me on Twitter if you want to follow me. It's at UnkemptBush343. That's at UnkemptBush 343. All, you can say one word. But yeah, I asked some people to go ahead and send me some, you know, tweets. You know, let me know what kind of questions you want to answer. And, you know, I already had a so let's see here. Actually, one person actually tweeted at me, but I do have a couple questions, so, and I just closed them out. So, this Nicole Taft, at the Nicole Taft, asked me, if all animals could be tamed, what animal do you adopt? Question mark. And that's, I actually looked at this, of course, yesterday, after it was posted, and I was just like, oh my god, what do I pick? Because I have an idea. I really do. I know what I'd want. But, like, there's so many animals now. Like, any, all animal. You have any choice. And I really do. It's not hard to tame these, so I don't know. So can I pick two? I'm going to pick two. Because one is pretty much adoptable. With not a whole lot of issue. I mean, you're going to have issues with any wild animal or any animal that's meant to be wild. But red panda. I'm sorry. I love red pandas. So that's definitely the number one. They're just so freaking cute. And, you know, the first time I got to see a live red panda, like, with my own eyes, you know, right there, it was asleep at a zoo way up on this, like, I'm gonna say like a a tree fort. It was a little it was like a porch on a tree, and it was asleep just in a ball, so you could just see this ball laying up there, and it would not move. I thought it was dead for a little bit, but it kind of did move a little bit, and I'm assuming this zoo would assume they would know if the panda was alive or not, and if it wasn't, it wouldn't be there. But yeah, so that's the number one. Second one would be a tiger. you know, they're cute all the way through. So you know, if they could be tamed and I wouldn't have to worry about it, you know, during a friendly thing, and I forgot to feed it within 5 minutes of its feeding time, it didn't rip my throat out. Yeah, I definitely probably have a tiger, just because I'm a cat person as well. So hey, you know, why not have a huge cat? Okay, so the next question that at the Nicole Taft asked me is, you are now a supervillain and granted one power. What power do you have, and what evil do you perform with it? Oh, this could go so wrong. Like, what I mean go so wrong is I could answer this so badly, like, to, like, it would make you be like, you know, especially in this PC world we live in now. But, oh, sorry about that. I was not messing around with my phone, but I was kind of, like, I don't know, caressing it, and then it just moved. Oh god. So a super villain with one power. Well, I think I would want to be invisible no matter what, because you can do so much. You don't have to be strong, because even as a superhero, you could still go invisible and just take out your foes. You don't need to be strong. You can just take them out however you want to take them out. And the flip coin of that as a supervillain is, well, I can rob places, steal money, steal whatever I want type deal. Hopefully, like, my power would also be whatever I touch goes invisible, because, you know, you'd see, like, a big freaking bag just floating through the air of money, you know, obviously. Somebody's stealing that shit. But, yeah, that would be my power, to go invisible. It would be kind of cool to have it, like, an invisible / not be able to get hurt. That way you could, like, you know, do, like, I don't know, like, you could jump from a 10-story building instead of having to, like, you know, get back down and take the elevator and stuff like that. But yeah, that would definitely be a power I want. That's a power I fantasize about for a lot of reasons. There's probably a lot of people out there that would like that too, and probably know the reasons behind that. You know, I could go into the girls' shower room at a college, and you know. But yeah, I mean, invisible, you can do it. You can get a lot of stuff done, good or bad. So yeah, definitely invisible. Invincible too. I mean, if you're invincible, I mean, obviously you can just walk in there and take what you want and just walk out no matter what anybody's trying to do. And then they asked, what are your top 5 bucket list things and have you achieved any? Well, I don't know if I haven't actually thought about this. That is a good question, Nicole. Like, seriously, I would have to give this a lot more thought, and I probably should have spent my day, since I do spend my day driving and thinking, and instead of listening to, like, sports talk radio, the vehicle I had today didn't have Bluetooth capability, so I couldn't listen to my favorite podcast and catch up on those. But I don't really have a bucket list. I'd say definitely one of them would be, like, skydiving. I would love to skydive, and which is weird because I'm terrified of heights. Like, I could go up on the Empire State Building and I'd be fine, but I have that phobia where you think that you're going to lean, like, you're not leaning, but, like, you're looking over, like, pick a parking deck. You know how sometimes you kind of look out of a parking deck, or you're on the top of a parking deck and you look over and you're just overlooking everything, and you feel like you're just going to, like, spontaneously want to jump or something, or somehow get pushed. That's kind of like what it is for me. Like, I can be in a plane and looking down and stuff, as long as I know I'm in something that's not going to particularly, you know, crash down and, you know, I can't do anything about it. So it is weird that I'd want to jump out of a perfectly good aircraft. But of course, obviously the first few times I did go, I'd have to be strapped onto somebody. So it would not be my choice. I could be, like, screaming and hanging onto the door handles, and this guy just, like, woof. You know, because I'm on the back, he's on my back, basically, or she. I'm not gonna, you know, discriminate or anything, but half the time I see, you know, people skydiving for the first time, they're usually a dude. But yeah, definitely skydiving is one. I would love to be in a race, a car race, legal, road course, like, you know, think F1. F1 or IndyCar on a road course is what I want to do. That's definitely one of them. I would love to, you know, be able to, like, you know how you see those things for track days? Some people might. I don't know if everybody's seen them. But you pay hundreds or even thousands of dollars, and you go and they teach you how to drive a car. You know, and as the day progresses, you get more and more freedom. You know, you start out slow, and then they let you work it up there, and then eventually, possibly at the end of the day, you know, the instructor either lets you go on your own or sits there and he says, it's your go, man. You do, and go towards, you know, the limit that you can go to. That's something I want to do. And I guess another thing that would fall in that is, like, race around the Nürburgring, the Green Hell, which is, like, 12.9 miles. It's just this, they call it the Green Hell because it's green from the trees and grass and all that, but it is a very demanding track and unforgiving track as well. You can look that up on YouTube. So yeah, I think I'll save that for another, episode of, you know, what you want to become, but that does correspond with what I wanted. What one of the things I wish and I think, you know, based on, you know, how I have driven some back roads and stuff like that, that I'd actually be good at it. Like, if I had a legit chance to try out for a team or something, I would love it. Unfortunately, I guess it's too late in my career, I guess, to do that. Well, not really. There are a lot of race drivers that are very, you know, when I say very old, you know, not like on, like, football, where you have, you know, your mid 20s is your prime, and anything after, like, 30 is just like, anytime now you'll be done. But I would absolutely, you know, love that. So that's two bucket list items. I think we'll try to get through this, you know, only 30 minutes in. I might be hastily picking these, but yeah, definitely skydiving and being able to, you know, race like a legit race, not just like I explained at a driving school. Like, I want to, you know, be put out. Like, one of the things I always dreamt about in the past couple years, especially, is if I got big on YouTube. Like I said, I have two channels. One's kind of a car-oriented with food, and then there's my gaming channel, which is more of what I do. I've only done a few videos on the car thing. I would take that car channel and completely flip it the way I'd want it to go. Like, if I became big YouTuber, you know, was making that YouTube money, which is very, very hard now, I always wanted to buy, you know, a house with a lot of land and have a personal track eventually made, and then make car videos. I'm not going to say, like, you know, Top Gear-esque, but, you know, just doing some fun things with cars and racing around the track and, you know, just doing, like, you know, teaching myself how to drift and, you know, having a friend over and racing two crappy cars to see who's better, that type of thing. So, yeah, that's really something I guess that would be a bucket list. You know, definitely hit it, man. Definitely hit it big and be able to do this kind of stuff that I have in my head. But yeah, as far as those two go, the racing and the skydiving, haven't done either. Skydiving, definitely I want to try maybe in the next year or so. I'll keep you guys posted on that. Definitely want to try that. Definitely do. I don't know what else, man. Being able to travel is a bucket list, definitely. Being able to travel abroad, going to England, Ireland, Norway, Denmark. I know those kind of sound, what? But, you know, I've always liked those areas. And just being able to kind of travel anywhere, you know. It would be awesome to take, like, a year and just go to different, you know, places from, you know, like I said, those places to even like Antarctica and stuff like that, the North Pole for, you know, an adventure thing. I wouldn't want to be in the Antarctica or the thing up there. And being able to explore, this would go under the same thing, the little islands that are, you know, you always, like me, I don't know if anybody does that, get on Google Maps and you just kind of go through the Google Earth and you're looking and you're zooming in on all these like little islands out there. I know a lot of them are inhabited and probably not a good idea to like just be like, yo, I'm gonna go check this out, but it would be awesome to have like some sort of expedition to do that. Another bucket list thing, I guess, would be to go into space. That's the biggest. This would be number four, right? Yep. Is to go to space. I'm a big space nut, and you know, I'm not smart when it comes to, like, I'm not like NASA or nerd smart. Like, I was, like, a few years ago, I knew quite a bit, but you ever get away from something for so long that you kind of just forget some things. Like, you were kind of crappy at math, but then you started doing math and you got really good, but then you took a 5-year hiatus and you go back and you're like, shoot, I don't remember what how to do this. But, yeah, definitely space. I would love to be able, even if it was, like, one of those, we're testing a new rocket that's going to go up and then return to Earth, you know, blah, blah, blah. You're only going to be up there for, you know, 5 minutes. I would, it would be so amazing. And I've always said that if they had a mission where they're like, okay, we're going to send you off, and you're going to be going quick, you're going to, you know, do the whole swing site, and then we're just going to send you. We're just going to fucking send it, and you're not coming back. I know eventually I would be like, oh my God, I miss everything. But all the stuff that you could see, you know, and not see, I guess you would say. Because, I mean, I'm already alone right now. So, you know, as long as I still had something to kind of do, like if I was like, you know, can I still, you know, have some video games to take with me so I can play through these or something, you know, and in the down times. But yeah, and just be able to report back. Kind of like what they did with, I can't remember the one satellite that they sent out there to Pluto. Oh, New Horizons. And it is still out there going and going and going, and it's not coming back. That would be, I'd be completely fine with doing that. And of course, obviously, that has not happened because I am talking to you guys. But, yeah, that would be so freaking awesome. I love outer space and just the various things, like, it's just like amazing to me. Like when I was into it, it was like I wished the whole world could feel like I did about it, because I don't think we would have some of the issues we have if everybody just kind of looked at that like I did. I know we still have issues and there's going to be problems and, you know, things, but if we could just all unite for one goal, you know, and it's not even for just, you know, going to another planet, but, you know, trying to expand a little bit, you know. I know, fix what's going wrong here, but like I'm saying, like if some alternate universe, like where the whole Earth, the whole planet is at peace because we're all striving for the same thing, that'd be cool. I don't know what my fifth one would be. Can I get a rain check on that one? Because yeah, I'm not too sure. Another question that was popped up, this was offline, was what is one last thing you would try to do just before dying? And I'm not saying like you got a week before, but it was like just before you die, like you have one thing that you can do. What is it gonna be? Because you have, you know, mere minutes left. And I was like, well, I would try to jack off one last time, you know, to get that, to see if I could beat it. Giggity. So yeah, that was that one. There was another question, but I cannot remember what it was. And this is kind of how I wanted my podcast to be, was answering questions and going through scenarios and talking about different things and then just chit-chatting about nothing at all. And I think we definitely achieved it in this one. What are your people's bucket list things? What is stuff that you want to do? It doesn't have to be five things. Like mine was like five, you know, I'd say no more than 10, you know, let's not go too crazy here. But like I said, hopefully my anchor is a little bit better set up, but, you know, send me an email or a message through there somehow on one of the podcasts. I'm not sure how it works yet. I still have to kind of see how it all goes, but you know, I'll definitely leave an email address on my on the Anchor page itself. You just look up the Shitcast. I'll try to go on to the other things where it puts my where it puts the thing, like such as Spotify, but I don't know if Spotify will like let me edit it right through themselves, so I'll have to, like I said, this is all very new to me, getting used to it and everything. So yeah, I think that's where we'll end it. You know, we're at just about 40 minutes. It'll probably be able to trim down a little bit, so when I get rid of some of the ums and type things, I try to take those out, because I do tend to say stuff a lot. And I do apologize if there is more of a lisp type deal with my podcast. Like I said, front tooth is new, it gets in the way. And, you know, it's not even finished. I have to go back and at the beginning of August and have the crown put on and put on. I don't even know what that is. I don't know what that entails. But, yeah, I get to have that taken care of. I am super excited, though. I have some big concerts coming up. I can't wait. At the end of the month, the 31st, I will be seeing I Prevail. If you don't know me, I listen to mainly hard rock and metal. I do dabble in some other stuff as well, but you know, metal and hard rock are pretty much my go-tos. And I Prevail is a very good group. I think if you have Spotify or even check them out on the interwebs there, YouTube, definitely do that. Then after that, I'll be seeing Breaking Benjamin, August 17th, I think. And then September 7th, September is my birthday month. I don't usually go, oh, it's my birthday, blah, blah, blah. I don't really care particularly, but it's my birthday month. And I'm going to be seeing my favorite group, Avatar, not the movie. I'll be seeing them. And then, Wage War at the end of September. Or in the middle of September. They are coming and I'm so excited. They are awesome. Gotta check them out too. I highly recommend that. If you're into metal, melodic metal, not exactly melodic metal, because you think of melodic metal, it's kind of like But they're not exactly like that. Like, they got a screamo style, and then, of course, it has the deep guttural stuff and things like that. It's not like, you know, but it's really cool. So I am super excited to be seeing them, because I've been wanting to see them since I heard them a couple years ago, and it's so cool that they are finally going to be here in Charlotte. So I'm definitely happy to be seeing them. But yeah, I'm just going to go ahead and end it. I appreciate it. Again, please follow, subscribe, whatever it is, on whatever platform you're listening to this on. Greatly appreciate it. Again, if you want to email me, I think I do have an email. Oh, crap. I believe it's bushy343@yahoo.com. BUSHY343@yahoo.com. If you want to send in, you know, your bucket list and any questions, if you want to answer me answering pretty much anything or any type of topic, if you have relationship advice on stuff that hopefully I'll kind of know about, go ahead. Anything. Tell me that this is a complete and total show, you know. And again, bucket list items. And if you want to check out my YouTube channel, it's, you can just search Unkempt Bush 343 on YouTube. And yeah, anyway, thank you guys, and I will see you, or you'll hear me, soon. So take care. Peace.